toll-free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. freetalklive.com, those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We do it free at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the police and whatever else you want. Let's go to Chris, listening in Denver. Chris, how are you listening to the show tonight?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Chris.
We actually run a little station, and we're picking you up on our station.
Oh, that's exciting. Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Truth Frequency Radio Network. You can get to there by going to truthfrequencyradio.com or ktfrn.com. If you go to ktfrn.com/mobile, you can listen to your show every day on your mobile device, too.
Wow, that's really cool.
Here, but I didn't want to plug our show. You know?
Well, no, I love it when I find out about stations that are operating without my knowledge, because I have a real appreciation for those who are, let's say, unlicensed in their operations. And
community radio stations.
Yeah, so it's truthfrequencyradio.com?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. All right, so what were you calling about?
Well, I just moved up here to Denver from Dallas, and in the Plano courthouse, I was in there doing battle with the justice system. They gave me a ticket, a speeding ticket. And on the wall next to the clerk's counter, it says, "We've been given the award for best customer service of the year." And I thought to myself, customer service? I'm not a customer. I'm here getting extorted. And it was amazing to see how many people were going over there and saying, thank you. The judge would lower the fine a bit and say, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And they were begging and groveling at this guy's feet. And then they run into somebody like me, and I challenged the system. I don't know if you're familiar with a gentleman named Mark Stevens.
Oh, yes.
Mark.net. Yes, I learned a lot from him. So I'd recommend if you want to learn how to fight the courts, he's got a proven method. I was actually arrested.
I recommend, on Mark Stevens, I recommend that you become a black belt before you go in and attempt any of his stuff. I mean, going in as a white belt, an amateur and attempting Mark Stevens' stuff generally will not go well for you.
Well, it's also not a guarantee. I mean, anybody that reads Mark Stevens' book knows that he doesn't guarantee his method will do anything for you. It could get you put in a jail cell, too.
Mostly a system to handle things for appeal.
Yeah, he's got a great system, and his book's a real eye opener. I mean, it's something I recommend.
Oh, I think he's an incredible communicator.
Yeah, we've actually had Mark on the show a number of times, and his is one of the shows that airs on LRN.FM, which is my little internet radio network that I program. So I'm very familiar with Mark Stevens. So tell me more about your case. You said they were they gave themselves an award, or who gave them this award? Some sort of governmental agency, or what?
I have no idea. It was just a plaque that was sitting on the clerk's counter. And I do have to say, that was a very good statement that your co-host made, because I totally agree. I went in there with Mark Stevens' work, and I didn't fully understand it, and I got railroaded several times. But once I finally gained an understanding of the subject, then I can go in there and really make things happen. I was arrested by DHS recently for failing to show my ID. That's just they charged me with failure to comply with a federal officer because I wouldn't produce my ID. I asked them if they had reasonable suspicion, if they had probable cause. They didn't answer any of those questions. So I said, okay, I choose to end this voluntary interview, and I started walking away. At that point, they grabbed me and put cuffs on me, whole fiasco. I used one of Mark's motions. Boom, case dismissed without me even having a step foot in court.
Wow. That's pretty cool, man. I'm glad to hear that that worked out for you.
Because if you go in there and you don't have the understanding, they're going to sniff that out. And I've even heard of situations where people will just walk in with these motions, and then the judge says, okay, well, what does this mean? And the people can't elaborate on what's written in the motions because they don't even understand them.
I put Mark's motions in here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they just get denied out of hand. So most of the time, Mark's stuff doesn't really work here, but sometimes it will get some fun results from the judge, and the judges will say ridiculous things in response to the questions, and that's kind of fun.
You did get the judge to say that he worked for that he represented the state, and that the prosecutor represented the state,
and then refused to throw the case out for conflict of interest.
Wait a second, you're on the same side as the prosecutor, and you're the guy being the referee here?
Yep, that's true. I did do that. So sometimes it's fun, but ultimately around here, they're wise to our plans.
But you nor any of the other activists have appealed anything ever, so
it's
these judges can do whatever they want, and it's not a problem.
So, Chris, you say you just moved up to Denver, and I guess I had heard of Truth Frequency Radio before because they are listed on our affiliates list under the Internet Affiliates. Are you guys actually broadcasting there in Denver?
No, we're strictly internet right now.
Oh, okay, okay.
We're in the belly of the beast, so we're really careful with what we do here. I mean, you know, but how...
I think more people should broadcast, personally, because it's not really that risky. There's a group that's doing it in Oklahoma City. Austin's had stations on the air for years. So it's a relatively low-risk activity. If that's the only thing that somebody's doing is running a transmitter, it's pretty...
We're 10 miles away from Lockheed Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine just pumping this stuff over into their and for all their employees to hear.
Seems like all the more reason to do it to me. Anyway, what else did you want to share tonight?
I think that's it. What we really need to understand is that we're sovereign human beings, and we need to fall back on natural law. If you haven't hurt anybody, if you haven't injured anybody, then there's really no case. And if we can keep that mindset, then pretty soon the 100th monkey will kick in.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Who's the 100th monkey?
I don't know either.
There is a movie.
There's a 12
oh,
monkeys.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. So
you should
I don't
have asked
know.
That. You got
I
rid
know.
Of
I'm sorry. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I was all excited, hoping they were broadcasting in Denver, and they're not.
The 100th monkey effect is a supposed phenomenon in which a learned behavior spreads rapidly from one group of monkeys to all related monkeys once a critical number of initiates is reached. By generalization, it means instantaneous spreading of an idea or ability to the remainder of a population once a certain portion of that population has heard the new idea and learned the new ability.
Isn't that also called critical mass?
Critical mass, I think, is another
critical
one.
Mass. Yeah. Once an idea penetrates to a certain percentage of the population, it shoots up and how fast it spreads?
Sure. And I think that the ideas of liberty have reached critical mass. I think that
you think?
They're certainly a heck of a lot more pervasive than they were 10 years ago.
I don't know if that means they're critical mass.
Well, okay, then they've reached
once
some
the
kind
change
of
starts, I'll agree with you. Like, if we actually start seeing some sort of swoop toward liberty, then I would agree with that statement.
You know, governments tend to... liberty is antithetical to the state, and I don't know what that's going to result in, but the state...
So if the ideas of liberty penetrate to critical mass, that's something that has to happen before people actually do something about it, right?
Right.
So
I mean,
maybe if the ideas are penetrating, we won't necessarily see any evidence of that until people start to stand up. So, for instance, you know, you've got people who are too afraid to operate a radio transmitter. They're certainly going to be afraid to in a lot of other instances. I mean, the guy's willing to stand up in court, that's good, but why not find somebody who's willing to put an antenna up and broadcast your ideas to the masses? It's a whole lot, it's a pretty effective way of getting your ideas out there. I'm not saying you shouldn't call your local talk radio stations that are already on the air and ask for Free Talk Live. You should totally do that. But it can take years to get Free Talk Live on a licensed FCC station, whereas it only takes a few weeks if you order some equipment, plug it in, put it up on a mast, and boom, you're on the air.
Well, I think that media is the most effective form of outreach. I do think that people are scared when it comes to the FCC. I certainly wouldn't put a FCC licensed station up on the air. Then again, I have my own.
You wouldn't put an unlicensed.
Unlicensed station on the air because I would be afraid of the consequences. There'd be further consequences for me because I'm already, involved in a radio program. But
you think so?
Yeah, I think that
what would they do to you?
One certainty I would have is that if I was running an unlicensed station out of my property and word got back to the local radio station here that puts Free Talk Live on the air, licensed station, that they would pull us off just out of, just because, we're competing directly with them. And
maybe.
Why would they put us on the air?
I don't know. That's an okay speculation. But what would the FCC do to you?
I think that they would come to knock at the door and kind of scare people and things like that. I don't need my family scared.
Okay. Yeah, I totally understand
that. They really wouldn't do anything else.
Yeah, well, they could hit you with a $10,000 fine.
If I said I was running a station.
If they raid your house and they take your equipment, then
generally they don't
do
raids until after they've come and bothered you.
That's true. Generally they don't, which is why I say that it's a relatively low risk activism experiment, especially if you have a network of activists in any given area and you can move a transmitter from site to site. I mean, really, you can operate in a way that is very, very difficult for the FCC to deal with. As I've said, there's been a station on the air for years in Oklahoma City. There's been one on the air for years, more than one, I think, in the Austin area. The one here in Keene has been going for several months. So 855-453 is the toll-free number, and this is a good way to reach people who aren't looking for these ideas. And those people are important, too. 855-450-3733. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection 1, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection 1. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protection1.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protection1.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection 1. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources. October 22nd, 2012. Gold opened at $1,726.47. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,726.47, $863.24 for a half ounce, and $431.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,726.47, $863.24, and $431.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features that we will share with you there, and those features include our news updates. You can go get signed up. We'll send you emails whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Also, you can follow us on Twitter and or Facebook, which is a good way to get updates throughout the show, actually. We post more to Twitter and Facebook than we do to the email list. We'll post questions, we'll post observations, links to show prep. And also we've got Twitter Tuesdays, which, we'll officially kick off now, usually kick it off a few hours early Eastern time. It is technically Tuesday, Universal time, so basically all day today, all day tomorrow, all day Tuesday, you can tweet at Free Talk Live. So tweet something at Free Talk Live, and then we will follow you back. We'll follow your Twitter account in return for you tweeting something at Free Talk Live on Twitter Tuesday. Once again, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or email.
Are you tired of general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it? Do you think that the single scenario focus of survivalists on TV shows is kind of silly? There's a book out. It's called Scenario-Based Strategic Survival, and it's by David Jones, and you can find it at strategicsurvival.com. This is a great book because it's both comprehensive and not particularly long. I mean, it's not a tome. I'm holding it in my hands. It's
That's an accessible book.
Right, somewhere near 300 pages in length with a whole bunch of footnotes at the back in case you need to find out more. But it makes all the information about survival understandable. It gives you different scenarios that, what you would need in those scenarios, gives you lists and things like that. This, I think, pretty accurately could be called the book that you need on survival stuff without spending the rest of your life thinking about survivalist things. It'll help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those that you care about, and what you can do about it. It includes recommendations for training and practice for added confidence and experience. You can find it at strategicsurvival.com. Again, it's strategicsurvival.com. You can they've got an ebook form, regular books, basically whatever you need.
Quentin McLarge-Huge on Twitter has responded to the question that I hooted out a moment ago, asking, why is it you aren't running your own liberty-oriented radio station in your area? And he says, I have a job and family and friends and stuff. My voice is really annoying, but I guess that doesn't stop Mark Levin. And
poor Mark Levin.
Now, having a job is not anything that should prevent you from running your own radio station. You're not likely going to be fired from your job because the FCC finds out about it.
Is he suggesting that you'd be fired or that he just doesn't have time to...
That could be it.
Because
that could be it.
For me, like me personally, I don't know anything about radio. I don't know anything about putting a radio tower up. And that would require some research on my part that I just don't feel like doing.
Well, the good news is I've done a lot of the work for you. You can go to broadcast.lrn.fm, and that's where you can learn about what stuff you would need to operate your own liberty-oriented radio station. It's really a matter of just getting a few pieces of equipment. You do have to learn a thing or two about standing wave ratio. There's not a whole lot that you really need to know. But you get some decent equipment, you put it up, and you're on the air. You don't have to do your own programming because I'm already doing that for you. So the easiest thing to do is to just rebroadcast LRN.FM, and then you've got 24 hours a day of programming without having to do one iota of programming. If you do want to host your own show, you can do that as well. There are ways to do that, too. But it's not a real time-intensive process once you get it put on the air, I guess is what I want to put out there. It's just a matter of hooking up the equipment and making it work. So there are plenty of, and there are a lot of options for the equipment. It can be as cheap as a few $100s, or it can be a few $1,000s. But as far as activism is concerned, in my opinion, it's one of the most effective. It's something that can reach a lot of people, especially in a larger area. For instance, a lot of people are listening to the radio every single day, and they're hitting that scan button, and they might just come across what you would like them to hear, because most radio stations aren't airing content like this. So keep that in mind. Broadcast.lrn.fm to learn more about that. Speaking of Twitter and Facebook, there's a question that came in on Facebook. It was this weekend from Brandon. He writes, hey, I just started listening recently, loving the show so far. I'm lobbying to get it on my local talk station. Thanks for that. All you have to do is go to localfaq.freetalklive.com, and that's how you can learn more about how to contact your local existing talk stations, the ones that are FCC licensed, and ask them to air Free Talk Live. But they're pretty hardline conservative, so it's an uphill battle, he says. I'm also researching the fare tax, and I'm wanting the opinion of someone with more libertarian experience than I have. Says one of the Fair Tax frequently asked questions asserts that businesses freed of regulatory tax burdens under the Fair Tax would respond to the lower costs by hiring more workers and lowering prices. In response, I ask this question. What keeps the executives, board members, and shareholders from instead looking at all of this extra revenue and saying, hey, we're making more profit now, more money for us, prices will stay the same, and we'll use this money to pad our accounts and salaries?
Well, competition. When a business sees the opportunity to cut prices, and an individual business will not cut prices in and of its own accord, but the business across town may say, hey, that business has too much business, we could use some more business. Mm-hmm. I know how we can get some more business. We'll cut our prices, and then they'll have to compete against versus our price. And at that point, the other business is like, darn it, they're taking all of our business, and so we have to cut price. Certainly, price is not the only issue when it comes to why people make buying decisions, but it's one of the reasons, and it's a way to get more business. So, I mean, one would ask oneself, well, why doesn't Ford make all of its cars $100,000? Well, because no one will buy them. They will quickly go out of business. It will be the last. When they raise every one of their cars to $100,000, that will be the last car they sell that's not worth $100,000. I mean, I'm sure that Ford, I know Ford sells big trucks, and, you know, if those were $100,000, it'd probably be a discount. But I'm just saying, you know, the passenger, your regular passenger cars, they're not worth $100,000 because the marketplace says they're not. But why don't they just price them anything they want? And I'm sure they want those extra price profits. Regarding the fair tax, I think that the fair tax is very interesting. And I like the idea of the fair tax in many ways. The fair tax is a VAT tax. It's a value-added tax that essentially puts tax...
I don't like that at all.
I gotcha. But I like it in comparison to the income tax, and let me explain why. The current income tax creates an environment that chills business. It scares people. They don't know how to go about doing things. They don't know whether when they sign their name on that line, it says, you know, I swear that everything inside this, you know, stack of papers that I haven't read is true. I mean, I just signed one not too long ago. I have no idea what was in it, but I swore upon pain of imprisonment that it was true. So how could that not be a stifling effect? Whereas the VAT tax, in comparison, just puts a 17% or whatever tax on basically everything.
They were proposing like 30%.
It's like 22, something like that.
You can guarantee it'll go up after they start it.
Here's my concern. The way the fair tax has been written, the proposal is that it begins before the 16th Amendment is stopped. The 16th Amendment is the one that was repealed, I should say. It was the one that allowed the income tax.
Meaning that if it passes, you'll have a national sales tax and you'll have an income tax.
Right. Until we live in a world without an income tax, I don't want to talk about your fair tax.
Yeah, I'm no fan of the fair tax at all, and there are a lot of other reasons to be against it, including the fact that they want to hand a welfare check to absolutely every American household. 855-450-FREE. That's a terrible idea. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you on our site. You can head over there and get interactive in a variety of different ways. One of them is our bulletin board system. There's also the webcam, which has our chat room built in. Lots of different ways for you to interact with other listeners. Plus, the main feature of the website is a very interactive feature in that you get to submit content, should you like, or vote on it, or both. So if you find something that you think is pretty interesting online, you submit it as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page, where it must receive enough votes to be promoted from that page to make it to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Bitinstant.com is the place to go to get bitcoins. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your bitcoins. Ian, you're working on getting some right now?
I actually got some through Dwolla tonight,
this
through
evening,
Bitinstant.
While we're on the show.
Correct. I've done the in-person version at Walmart and at CVS, and that's very easy. Dwolla took more effort because I've never had a Dwolla account before. And there was like a 30-day, you must have an account for 30-day kind of lockdown, basically, before I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
So that window's finally passed. And once you get past that 30-day window, it's pretty easy with Dwolla. Before that, it's kind of frustrating.
But that's just one of the many options
right,
afforded to you at BitInstant.com. There's more than a million locations around the world.
In 30 countries.
Those are brick-and-mortar locations. Plus, you can use online options. And BitInstant.com makes it easy for you. If you need to know what bitcoins are, you go to weusecoins.org. But I recommend you get some.
Yeah, basically the 30-day thing is like some sort of a fraud check. Like, they just want to make sure that you've had the account for a little while or something like that. So 855.
I don't know how effective it is.
450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Jeremy's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello?
I know you. Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Thank you. And you really should try the bank transfer method for BitInstant. It really is the best.
I've heard it is. I just never get to the bank.
Anyway, I know you you mentioned concerns about the prebate in the fair tax, and I can understand where you might have some concerns. But
you mean the welfare check they're sending to every American household?
So let's define the prebate instead of using the insider language and.
Okay. Well, here's the basic idea. Part of the idea is that the necessities of life, whatever those happen to be for any individual person, should not be taxed. And it accomplishes this by sending preemptively money to every person to cover the tax up to the poverty, up to purchases, up to the poverty level.
Is it every person or every household? I thought it was every household.
Every person.
Okay.
You do have to get, I believe it is a bit lower if you're under 18, but once you hit 18, it's the same for every person. And
a check from the government to every single American out there. That's a good thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you're going to tell me how this is a good thing?
I know it sounds scary, but listen, consider two points. Number one, what do you have to do in the current welfare system to actually get welfare? You got to jump through a whole bunch of hoops. You got to convince them that you deserve it more than the next person in line. With this, it's automatic. You don't have to jump through hoops other than being a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. So
that doesn't persuade me.
And you have to give them your address, and they have to keep the addresses of everyone, and hopefully your check doesn't get sent someplace else. And,
I have to put some effort in to make money as well. It's called I have to get up and go to work. Like I mean, I can't understand anybody complaining about getting free money. Like as far as jumping through hoops are concerned, if you're asking for charity, you should have to jump through some hoops. I mean, that doesn't bother me.
But consider the other side though. Consider the person making the decision on whether or not they're going to give you that money. It gives them a lot of power over your life.
So you're saying that we should appreciate the fact that they're just going to go ahead and cut a check to everybody in America, and that's you're saying that's a good thing in your mind? That's not going to get people hooked on a check?
I'm saying the fact that you don't have to beg the welfare office and give them more power over your life is a good thing. But see, that's just one side. Here's the other thing.
I can't understand more welfare. I see that as always a bad thing.
Right. People get hooked on welfare and they expect welfare. And then then basically everyone in America becomes hooked on these government checks.
There's
They're going
already
to feel it's an obligation.
Way too many entitled people in this country.
And this will only create more of them.
Yes.
Well, what I'm saying, actually, you know what? Never mind. I don't think I'm going to convince you on this first one. So let's go to the second.
I don't think you are either. I mean, you're really going to have to make a convincing argument to convince a liberty-minded person that the government cutting every single individual a check on a monthly basis is somehow a good idea.
Look at the current income tax. Look at the forms. Look at everything.
It's terrible.
Yes, it is terrible. They make you put your life under a microscope for them.
Well, they don't make me. I'm not going to do it.
Well,
and that brings up an interesting point that I'd really like to point out. One of the selling points of the fair tax is that everyone has to pay it because you pay it when you buy things.
You can't avoid it, then.
And whereas with the current income tax, millions, tens of millions of working-age Americans choose to vote by not giving their money to the federal government. And frankly, I consider the federal government, in all governments, in all states around the world is in their existence today to be largely, ravenous beasts that are dangerous. And so, giving them money bothers me. I know what they do with that. They kill people with it. And so the idea that one can choose not to pay, as tens of millions of Americans can, I consider to be a selling point of the income tax.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, never mind. Anyway.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. Heroes like Lauryn Hill, by the way, according to HuffingtonPost.com. Lauryn Hill, who was formerly with a group named the Fugees, has pleaded guilty to not paying federal taxes on more than $1.5 million over 3 years. According to Huffington Post, her mugshot has emerged. The 8-time Grammy Award-winning talent faces 3 years in prison for failure to pay taxes between the years 2005 and 2007. According to the Daily Mail, she's currently free on $150,000 unsecured bond and is scheduled to be sentenced on November 27th. The singer responded to the charges in her post on a Tumblr page, saying she hadn't paid taxes since she's withdrawn from society in an effort to guarantee the safety of herself and her family. She went on to how she rejected pop culture's climate of hostility, false entitlement, manipulation, racial prejudice, sexism, and ageism. Here's her quote. Over-commercialization and its resulting restrictions and limitations can be very damaging and distorting to the inherent nature of the individual. I did not deliberately abandon my fans, nor did I deliberately abandon any responsibilities. But I did, however, put my safety, health, and freedom, and the freedom, safety, and health of my family first over all other material concerns. I also embraced my right to resist a system intentionally opposing my right to whole and integral survival. So this heroic lady is looking at 3 years in prison.
But she pled guilty.
Well, I know, that's unfortunate, but she still didn't pay the taxes, and good for her for that. I mean, yeah, she probably should have gone to trial, but... You know.
You'd think, I mean, I'd like to hear a trial on this. I mean, you know, let's. This woman has a lot of money. It's one point something million dollars she didn't pay taxes on.
Yeah.
You know, let's hire an attorney with that money. And, you know, I don't care what color he is. Let's get him in there and let's have him, you know, let's air some of these grievances in the only arena that the government recognizes as a dispute resolution organization.
Anyway, I just thought it was good that yet another person has stood up and spoken out against the tax system and put their own personal freedom on the line to oppose it. Look, this whole fair tax thing, this whole fair tax thing is ridiculous, and it's an embarrassment that somebody calling themselves a libertarian would support something like this.
Well, I think that the welfare bit is ridiculous. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me, and how you could support that or see that as a positive thing at all, I don't. Please tell me.
Check. I mean, I guess if you really just want to check.
Right, I mean, I want a check, but unfortunately, I go and exchange labor for a check.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There have been plenty of studies, you know, that show that people get hooked on welfare and they feel entitled to it, and then if you try to take it away from them, they don't like that very much, and they're more likely to vote for people that promise them more welfare after they get their first check and their second and third and fourth and so on. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Are you storing food?
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Enough time for you and your thoughts to be dialing now at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can get more of Julia over on Puke and the Gang at pukeandthegang.com. She's on there on a relatively regular basis. Although I filled in for you a couple weeks ago because you couldn't make it, unfortunately, I think. I forget why. Oh, yeah, a family reunion or something.
Yes,
like
I was unfortunately at a family thing.
Did you talk about that at all on this
yes,
week's episode?
Yes, I did. I told the story. It was way too long, but it was. I'm done with family.
Puke in the Gang.
Done with family?
I am done.
Okay.
PukeinTheGang.com. Check that out. Julia, you brought something in to talk about tonight about military recruiters.
That's right.
One in particular.
Actually, apparently it's several.
Oh, really?
The Arizona National Guard recruiters slept with female cadets, took high school students to hunt homeless people with paintball guns.
Oh,
and
God.
Embezzled thousands. That's really not funny because paintball guns actually really hurt.
Right. This is.
Funny because it's so ridiculous.
If anybody else did this, this would be considered assault. I mean,
that's
a deadly projectile,
right.
Yeah. Things like that. I mean, I had a friend who got charged with throwing a water balloon from the back of a pickup truck when I was a kid, and they called it a deadly missile.
So this is from the Daily Mail in the UK. It says, recruiters for the Arizona National Guard took prospective soldiers bum hunting, where they shot homeless people with paintball guns, paid homeless men to perform humiliating dances, and offered homeless women food if they flashed their breasts.
Sounds like bum fights. You remember that?
Yeah.
Back in the day,
nice.
They would pay homeless guys to fight one another.
I don't remember that.
That's a long time ago. We probably haven't talked about bum fights in a decade on this show.
Other male recruiters had sex with female recruits. Another was accused of retaliating against a female soldier when she refused to kiss him. Both men were allowed to keep their jobs in the National Guard. Now, in the title, it said that they were high school students that they were recruiting. This did not clarify, but that does sound typical. Can you imagine how, I'm sure there's lots of...
I can imagine how I, as a business person, if I had a female employee and, required her to kiss me, tried to get her to kiss me, what that suit would look like.
up the lawsuit.
Yeah, like how much money my family would, you know, I would lose, and you know what the consequences of my life would be.
But if you're a military recruiter, you get to keep your job. Apparently,
yes. Apparently,
yeah.
A female recruiter was, but not criminally charged after admitting to forging documents so she would receive $12,000 in fraudulent recruitment bonuses that she did not earn. Instead, she was transferred and became a military police officer.
Of course. So the what you would hope is a law enforcement officer is one of the highest positions of trust. They take somebody who was caught
stealing. Yes.
Oh, God.
And made her a military police officer.
What does that say about what they think about military police officers?
Well, the gentleman who called earlier, I think, would say, I don't know what he would say.
I don't know. I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, I would hope that wouldn't, that, you know, police would be of higher caliber than that.
The finest.
Yeah, this gross misconduct was revealed by the Arizona Republic after frustrated officers in the National Guard went public, furious that years of campaigning behind closed doors had done nothing
now
to change.
These officers are heroes.
The frat house culture of the Guard. Well, this is something that's different than the typical police department, because these people are saying that they want this to change, this culture, and apparently nothing's being done. It's the people at the top that are saying, eh, whatever.
It was that way when we got into it.
What's the big deal? Hunt a few bums. It'll make them better at killing Iraqis.
It says here, they know nothing's going to happen. Nobody can touch them. This is the inbred stepsister of the active duty military, Lieutenant Colonel
Oh,
Paul.
The Army recruiters would never do anything like this. Is that what he's suggesting there?
Yeah, just the National Guard.
Yes. Who?
The inbred stepsister.
Right. I think once we read it, an article about the number of rapes that happen in the Marines, I think?
No, just in general in the military, I believe it was, is one out of three.
The claim was one out of three. I find that a stunning number, but...
One out of three females, that is, claimed to have been raped or molested, I believe.
I can't refute it because I don't know, but I mean, I've heard the numbers that high.
Lieutenant
that
Colonel...
was an NPR report, by the way.
Yeah.
Forche and other top officers say Major General Hugo Salazar, the head of the Arizona National Guard, and Lieutenant Colonel Keith Blodgett, the former commander of recruiting, helped promote a culture of corruption that still exists today by reducing punishments or handing out slaps on the wrist for recruiters caught violating military standards. Outside observers blame...
You can't handle the truth!
Outside observers blame the problems... on the difficulty of recruiting soldiers in the wake of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Recruiters,
the difficulty of recruiting soldiers is why you're screwing them?
Wait a second. Now it's easy.
It's just so hard to do this job. I'm going to have to take out my stress with a little sex.
Recruitment's up. I mean, the fact is that back in 2007, 2006, they were down when the economy was doing pretty good. But when the economy began to tank, this is where people began to go. I mean, they've got a guaranteed paycheck.
Well, apparently these girls want to get in so bad they're willing to spread their legs for it.
Apparently.
At least 30 times in 2007 and 2008, Sergeant First Class Michael Emerson loaded new cadets and prospective recruits into his U.S. military-issued vehicle and drove through poor neighborhoods in Phoenix for bum hunts. Emerson, who was a recruiter of the year, wore his National Guard uniform and instructed the cadets and
recruiter of the year.
Some of whom were minors.
I want to cry.
Some of whom were minors to use paintball guns to shoot homeless people that they found in the streets.
Wow,
that's
classy.
It's not really funny, but it's so bizarre that it's hard not to laugh.
By the way, some of these homeless people are vets,
former military. A lot of these. If you think about it, this kind of thing, this bum shooting thing, would really appeal to a lot of 17-year-old testosterone-laden boys.
Well, it's. I mean, you know, if there was,
it's just like this in Afghanistan. You could just go around and shoot.
If there's no reality
to
it,
people.
You could. It would. It's fun to shoot moving targets. I mean, it absolutely is. But then the reality hits in, and these are real people, and you're shooting them with paintball guns. Sting.
Yeah.
And it's humiliating.
In Afghanistan, they'll shoot you back.
And these people are veterans, in many cases. Yeah. I mean, this is the top recruiter of the year, taking around recruits in order to shoot
sick,
veterans.
Man.
It's sick, sick stuff.
Female recruits.
Free Talk Live, we have a visceral hate for people in authority.
Yes. Female recruits told military investigators that they were ordered to expose their breasts to homeless men. Now, that is weird.
Female recruits?
Recruits.
Homeless men.
So they were ordered to show homeless guys? Like,
maybe they
why?
Felt sorry for them after paintballing them, so they, they give them a show.
Weird. Someone who hasn't been, who hasn't signed up yet, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. What defines a recruit?
Because if I was considering joining the military, and we just paintballed a bunch of homeless guys, and then they said, okay, now it's time for you to show these guys your boobs, I think that I would change my mind maybe about...
Maybe you would, but then again, you don't really want to join the military.
No, I don't.
You know, a lot of these military guys move
it's
on.
It's a hazing process by the sounds of
by
it.
By the way, Mark, you said that we hate, what was it? I don't hate anybody.
Visceral hate.
No, I mean, we had a caller call in, right. I mean, it might have been last hour, yeah. Where, you know, and claimed that we had a visceral hate for people, cops specifically, but I was just saying people in authority, because, you know, this recruiter is clearly, this recruiter of the year is yeah. clearly abusing their authority.
By the way, our board operator says that a recruit is someone who has been recruited to the military but hasn't yet passed boot camp, so maybe they've signed, but they haven't gotten in there yet.
Yeah, well, it's not just this guy. It says other punishment for misconduct was far less severe. A letter of concern was given to one recruiter who was arrested for drunk driving in a government car. Other recruiters caught with DUI arrests were not punished at all, which that is irritating because if I were to get a DUI, it would ruin my life.
Yeah, right, it sure would.
This is what it all comes down to. It's the privileged class. And then it's us. We, the serfs. The ones that are supposed to be the masters in this master-servant relationship. I don't think anybody believes that civil servants are actually servants. But they're the ones that get off. They're the ones that, you know, the people, you know, bend over backwards in order to explain away what they do, and they don't have the repercussions of their actions.
Well,
how are you going to act if you don't have any consequences for your actions?
We'll see what happens in Manchester, where the president of the Manchester Patrolmen's Association has been placed on administrative leave after being charged with felony reckless conduct and driving under the influence following a two-vehicle crash on Tuesday night. David Kinnear of Manchester is scheduled to appear in Manchester District Court in December to answer to the charges. According to the state police, he was driving a, he was off duty at the time, so he was not in his cruiser. He was in a Mazda, and apparently witnesses indicate that he was traveling at a high rate of speed when he crashed into the back of Ms. Oregon's vehicle. So he's on administrative leave, which means he is being paid while the investigation continues. Now, when an officer who's in this level of the spotlight gets in trouble, sometimes they'll do something to slap his hand a little bit harder than they did with this top recruiter here, because people are going to be more likely to see this story in local news. We'll see what happens with him, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Got vampires? Zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.